Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
It hadn't been forgotten,
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sandy.
I believe it's Sandy. On the Joe Messina Show, listen, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Many of you out there, you're smart, you're quick. You know what the laws are, you know what the rules are. And you can make a difference. You can still make a difference. Some of you go, I had too old to do. No, you're never really too old. I mean, come on, some of you are going to laugh at me, but I don't really care. You think of guys like, what was his name? The Colonel, right? Colonel Sanders. Was he 65, 68, something like that? He got teed off because his pension wasn't going to be high enough. So because of that, he decided, hey. And he went into business for himself. He did the chicken thing. Yes, the chicken thing. And look, he retired with good money in his pocket. No question about it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But you're never too old. You can always do something. You can always make a difference in some way, shape, manner, or form. So you might as well do it. You might as well try. At least try. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. All right, some great stories here. I need to get through. Try to get through. what do we got? Let's see if I can do some of these. Let me see if I can do some of these things that you guys send me on a regular basis. I love some of the stories you send me really good, but you send them during the show, and I got to read them first. Got to go through and make sure it's right. All right, so one sane millennial, unless I said one, said, we accept teenagers taking the pill. Why don't we feel the same about puberty blockers? Well, actually, we don't feel the same about either one of them, but I get the mindset here. You know, the pill, well, it flat out takes a life, right? It's been around for a long time. We know exactly what it does. Puberty blockers, not so much. They stopped a natural, stopping a pregnancy is the same way, but the puberty blockers, they stop what's required by the body to help your body grow strong. Again, because they're too much of a coward to allow you to see them. When you look at the detransitioning videos, you look at what's going on, you listen to these young ladies who... young ladies who became boys or wanted to become boys. You hear about the pain they're going through in their joints, the headaches that they get, the baldness that they start to get. I mean, hello, what more signs do you need? Do you need the volcano to actually erupt and wipe out people before you realize the volcano's going to erupt? These kids are in much pain. It's wrong. European countries have stopped it. It's wrong. She goes on to say the puberty blockers had nothing but medication given to young people as part of gender-affirming care. They're giving young people who are typically diagnosed with what's called gender dysphoria. They're given once a certain stage in puberty has been reached in order to prevent... No, that's not true. You can't say that because they're giving puberty blockers to kids as young as 7 years old. Are you telling me that kids reach puberty at 7 years old? No, they don't. If you say they give it to them once they reach a certain... No, it's not true. She goes on to say it prevents, for example, young trans girls from growing a beard and their voice dropping. Or trans boys from growing bigger breasts and hips. Which for cis people is a very normal part growing up. She said that I didn't. A normal part of growing up. Because that's what your body is. And most of these kids who detransition, most of these kids who get on their parents and say, look, I was suffering from depression. This was the best you could do for me? I mean, seriously. And puberty blockers, I mean, this isn't even the medication it was supposed to be used for. And yet, they're blaming conservatives for all the dust-up. About all the kids that are dying. Yeah, I want to see the numbers. I want to see the real numbers, and I want proof. Right? At least in England, they have the sanity to say that children under 16 can't make their own medical decisions. Not here. In California, it's 12. And the Supreme Court, this is where I really part ways with them, a 12-year-old cannot make life-changing decisions like that. They can't do it. They don't have the reasoning skills. They don't have the coping skills. We could go through all the things that these kids have done over the last decade that we've been okay with. And they're just dead wrong. And I do mean dead wrong. Right? Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Tell me how you feel. joe@therealside.com. Or you can even call 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It's just, the lunacy actually never stops. Can't stand it. Joe was here, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after this break.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down. Get involved. Get engaged. I really do appreciate the time. I like baselines, too. Get involved. Get engaged. Just really, truly. Understand what's going on, okay? Anyhow, all right, so the Democrats use their own history, their own facts, their own timelines for that matter, really. Jamie Raskin went off the deep end, so to speak, as a Democrat representative. He was screaming about the impeachment process. He's on the House Committee on Oversight and Reform. You know, the news sources want to say they have short memories. No, I say they have selective recall. They only want to remember. They only want to do. They want to talk about the things that they think make them look good. Now, the Oversight Committee began its first impeachment inquiry. What was it, yesterday, today? Going after Joe Biden. And the Raskin goes after them, saying that they had this awkwardly into a House impeachment process without the benefit of the floor vote. Now, they said the Speaker McCarthy insisted was absolutely imperative and necessary when Donald Trump was impeached. And that's exactly what's not happening here, because they don't have the votes, because dozens of Republicans recognize what a futile and absurd process this is. So he argues this point, and he tried to say back in 2019, the Democrat-controlled House held a floor vote. The problem is that, the man's got cancer or had cancer. Maybe it was the drugs he was taking. I don't know. I don't believe so. I flat out believe that he knew he was lying, didn't care. The vote that he's talking about actually took place on Halloween, October 31st. But then House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had already authorized a formal impeachment inquiry back in September. Mid-September, I think. So she had already authorized it, put the team together, started it going, and they didn't have a vote on it until the end of October. Right? That and it was an article back at Politico in October, mid-October of 2019, that said that Pelosi lacked support from within her own caucus, from within her own party, to make this happen. She knew she couldn't win a floor vote, which is why she went forward without one. See, constitutionally, she said she didn't have to have one. In her own words, and I quote, "There's no requirement that we have a vote, especially at this time, and we're not going to have one." Now, Raskin, the reason I say he's a liar, and he knows, he's a former constitutional law professor at American University. At the time, he backed up Pelosi. He openly said in September 2019, "There's no formal constitutional statutory requirement or even House rule for how an impeachment inquiry is to begin. And so it means different things to different people." This is what he told reporters. So when you look at this, again I say, they have selective recall. They decide what they want to remember, what they want to talk about, what they want to discuss. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This is what makes it, to take them seriously or want to work with them, this is what makes it hard. All right, what do we got here? Oh, the fast food workers. You know, they've been trying for years to get more money. I've been screaming for years. It's an entry-level job. You should not be looking young or old for a career to support your family flipping burgers at Burger King. I'm sorry, it's just a cold, hard truth. Now, if you want to get into the restaurant business or that kind of business, fast food business, you want to become a manager of that or several restaurants, that's the direction you want to go in, that's a different story. If all you want to do is flip burgers and fry fries, no, not happening. So, fast food workers and employees, right, in California, about to get a boost to the creation of a body that will set wages and other standards for the industry. Wrong. It's just not right. The move is a hard-fought win for labor movement, according to them. Now, Gavin Newsom signed it into law. You've had all these years where people have been screaming about this. Fast food workers in California have held over 450 strikes since 2020 just to get $15 an hour. Now, part of the aggravation was because they had to work through COVID, so they felt like they should be getting hero's pay. Whatever. They reported high rates of wage theft, being denied meal breaks or overtime pay. This is all a bunch of garbage because in California, they are so tough on this. No, really. So tough on people, you know, not working overtime, all this stuff. Now, the new legislation created the Fast Food Industry Council. It's got worker representatives, state regulators, and franchise owners. You really think they're going to stand a chance? Now, the council applies to fast food chains with over 60 locations. That means every single fast food, Carl's Jr., Wendy's, McDonald's, Burger King. We keep going. Right? And it's nothing more than another California protected labor source. That's all it is. The bill that created the body also is going to raise minimum wage for food workers to $20 an hour. And they'll be able to set annual wage increases. Keep going. Let's see. It's amazing, right? So, currently, the wages were anywhere from $16 to $18. When they were looking for workers, some of these fast food joints gave workers a bonus and a raise all at the same time. Now, Sergio Velandrama, he's worked for McDonald's, he said, for 12 years. He says he's experienced numerous issues from cuts to verbal abuse from managers. He's one of about 500,000 workers in the fast food industry in California. He makes $16.50 an hour. Oh, you've been there for 12 years? Are you moving on? Is this where you're going to move in? Are you a single guy? I mean, really? When I was a kid, go back to the 70s. Yeah, we had cuts in hours. Depended on the work and what was going down. And I want to know what he calls verbal abuse. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. As the deadline for a potential federal government shutdown approaches, travelers are closely monitoring its potential impact on flights. Congress has until Saturday to come to an agreement and prevent the shutdown. In the event that a deal is not reached, crucial personnel such as air traffic controllers and TSA agents will still be on duty as they are classified as essential workers. President Biden's youngest dog has bitten another Secret Service agent.
That makes 11 bites at this point. Marshall Marachi, a former Secret Service Special Operations over the Tactical Canine Unit.
So this amount of bites, I guess, would not be normal. It is normal for a dog to be acting out in an environment like that at the White House. Obviously, something needs to be done.
That's Corey Myers reporting this evening. I'm Dave Collins. This is USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell.
We are back.
Baby,
Double
baby,
G, your host.
It looks like it's going to hell.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that. I really do. Enjoy the time. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. All right. Oh, God. Let's hit some of these. California. God. You know, if you're kind of a... I'm not a car connoisseur. Like, I don't know everything about them, but I love old cars. I love the lines of the cars in the 50s and 60s. And, you know, I go to these, sometimes, you know, these car shows. Not the big ones. I like the little more local ones. You know, people locally that own these cars. Keep them up. Keep working on them. Make them look nice. I mean, those guys, there's a love for that. Their wives are fighting for time there, let me tell you what. Anyway. Well, in California, these classic car owners may have a problem here soon. There was a survey that was sent out to classic cars car owners with vehicles from 1978 model year and earlier. There were rumors that classic car bans restrictions were spreading all up and down California. And according to the report, the survey was sent in August with questions pertaining to how the vehicles are used, stored, how often they're driven. They wanted an odometer reading request, too. Really? In California, according to Newsom, the freest state in the country. Yeah. They're even trying to get us to register our gardens. How much are we selling? Where are we selling it? Are we selling it? Are we eating it? Do we give it to neighbors? That is none of their business. Absolutely none of their business. So, State of California is pushing local jurisdictions, local cities and towns, to implement and force zero-emission zones, which raises even more worry, right? If a park is a zero-emission zone, you can't get there unless you own an electric vehicle. But when they say zero-emission, do they mean like zero-emission into the air? Or having to grind that stuff up and put it back in the ground? What do they mean? Really? Anyway, The goal for California is net zero by 2045. California car lovers are going to be in trouble. You can't, I mean, you don't blame them for being in a panic. Being out, because you never know what this nut job's going to do. In all sincerity, you just don't know. Newsom would decide in a heartbeat that he wants to change, he'll change the rule, and he'll just do it. Matter of fact, he's got a legislature that'll do just about anything he asks them to do. So, again, I don't know. You keep voting this guy in. You guys keep voting him in. California Air Resources Board, they're tough, by the way. They told a local classic car usage magazine that these surveys are simply routine data updates. Not really. I mean, listen, I've heard about this maybe twice in the last 30 years I've been here. They say it's nothing more than accounting for all emission contributions. They get a lot from DMV to begin with, so they know the years of the cars and all that other stuff. And they probably get it, you know, with the... We have to go through, I think it's every 2 years, we have to get an emissions test on our cars. So again, some of these cars, gorgeous, beautiful cars. And there better be an exemption. I mean, I'm telling you, this would create an uproar like none other. Stupid stuff. There's so many other things. We've got fentanyl pouring into the state. We got people sleeping and crapping in the streets. Let's make sure that classic cars, we don't drive too much and we don't pollute the air too much. Unreal. New law, too, coming through. Ethan's law. They say we'll be much safer with it. This is all about gun safety. Again, another gun law. Again. Now, the Ethan's law, it mandates safety rules for storing a weapon in a home, especially where minors are present. Now, it passed the state of Connecticut a few years ago by almost a unanimous vote. It even won support from Second Amendment advocates. At the point, neither the state nor the federal version of Ethan's law should be called gun control, as they say. Anything that forces you to do something with your gun, right? That is a form, some kind of gun control. Now, the CDC, who we're supposed to really have so much faith in, they reported that guns became the leading cause of death among children in 2020, killing more than more people aged 1 to 19 in the U.S. than vehicle crashes, drug overdoses, or cancer. Now, listen to that. Listen to that. What do they call children? Aged 1 to 19. 19. Now, here's what I want to know. Because see, they're trying to make this sound like how you lock them up at home will bring this down. You realize that this includes all the gang violence, right? You realize that one-year-old was probably killed by a drive-by with a gun that was illegally owned by a thug, went through the wall in some house in Chicago and killed that kid. You've read the stories. You know they're true. Maybe they should take those out of there to give us real and accurate data that we could think about. Right? It's just amazing. This is how they spin this stuff to try to make you say, oh, maybe I've got the wrong idea. No, ask more questions. Please ask more questions. The Journal of Injury Epidemiology estimates that there are 430 unintentional firearm fatalities in the U.S. per year. Unintentional, yeah. You mean some idiot cleaning his gun with a bullet in it? Yeah, I've heard. I don't know anybody who's done that, okay? But I've heard of it plenty of times. And the rate is highest for teens and young adults. The National Institute of Health knows that these teens in that group are often shot in the homes of friends. Okay, but why? God, boil it down. Why? You have, as they call them, adolescent mass shooters, gang violence. And then they asked a ridiculous question. Where do the kids get these guns? And they answer the question themselves, often from unsecured locations in the home. I really don't care what they tell you. Are you telling me the majority, I mean, think about it, where was the majority of violence, this gun violence, going to places like Chicago, right? You're telling me those people went to the gun store and bought these things. You're telling me that daddy left a gun out on the kitchen counter? And that's how this happened? Really? I find all this amazing. Because they're not drilling down. You're not getting the information you really need. They try to say that the NRA would be all over this in a positive way. Because they advocate for responsible gun ownership. If I got to go through, you know, two locks in a safe and a thumbprint to get to the gun while somebody's breaking into the house, that is not not happy. Not going to work. Now, we do in our house, we have those biometric and PIN code safes. Right? We can get to them pretty quick. Some can open them with their iPhones, which is kind of ridiculous. Like, what is it? Somebody gets your iPhone when they break into your house, they go ahead and hit the button, open the safe. I don't know. Anyway, my attitude, seriously, if you're too stupid to own a gun, maybe you just shouldn't have one. If you got kids in the house, especially little kids in the house, and you don't lock your gun up or guns up, then you don't deserve to have one. Because if you can't even keep your own family safe, if you can't even have the two brain cells to rub together to really know, then why should you have one? Now you're looking at California, they're looking to enact sweeping gun control measures. Right? They're going to, even if you have a license to carry, they're going to prohibit you carrying a gun in a public place. They can't help themselves. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It really is a way to do it. It really is a way to make sure that you have the right facts, the right information when you go to have these arguments or discussions with these people. Anyhow, we're talking about California enacting sweeping gun laws again. Now, they passed a law, if you would, and they're calling it the California Violence Intervention and Prevention Grant Program, or Gun Program. And basically what they're trying to do is they're trying to say, because of all the gun violence, they need more money to fight it. But they're not talking about fighting it by hiring more police officers, actually enforcing the laws that are already there. No. They're talking about fighting it by taxing legal gun owners more for ammunition and guns. Right? Like, what are you going to use the money for? California has, they have taxed us for infrastructure. Right, let that sink in for a second. Infrastructure. Isn't that great? So now what happens is you get taxed, I get taxed, whoever. We were taxed since the 70s. They have collected over 200, I think it's 60-some-odd billion dollars. They have spent, since the late 70s, they have spent over $10 billion just doing research. Wouldn't you love to be on that research team? I would. And they have not built one new dam, one new anything, because the eco people keep them at bay. If I was the governor, at some point in time, you've got to go, okay, enough with you guys. We need electricity. You want to talk about clean electricity? You have these reservoirs that'll collect this money, water. Right? You let it go at the right time, comes down. I mean, there's a whole bunch of ways to create hydroelectricity. And it's safe. So I got to sit here scratching my head going, okay, so what are you doing? What do you want to do? What do you see happening here? I mean, in all sincerity. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. So now you're gonna tax us on ammunition and guns to fight gun violence. Why don't you enforce the law? It's really that simple. Enforce the law, we won't have these problems. I'm not going to say they're going to go away. They're not going to be anywhere like this. Now, the new law enforces restrictions on firearm possession, which includes public parks. Now, think about this. Public parks, public gatherings, demonstrations, amusement parks, churches, banks, zoos, and any other privately owned commercial establishment that is open to the public, which means restaurants. So in essence, you won't be able to carry it anywhere. So why bother? At least here in California. These guys are amazing, aren't they? Yeah, they hate guns. Well, and matter of fact, somebody brought this up to me the other day, which I thought was maybe even a better line. It's not that they hate the guns. They hate the fact that you can take that gun and you can protect yourself from them with them. That's what they really hate. That's what really scares them. Just amazing. So they're allowed to have all kinds of guns around them. People with guns. Because they openly admit that it saves them. You can't own one to protect your family. Just amazing. All right. Here's one I might get a little bit of the weeds with, but so be it. You have... the Supreme Court is now being hit with a case, or it's agreed to take on a case, that has to do with being taxed on money that you haven't made. That's really what it boils down to. Do any of you out there really believe, if you read where our founding fathers were coming from, any of you believe that our founding fathers would be happy with the way we're being taxed today? Any of you? Because I say no. Their original intent is that we would finance this country in tariff form. And if we needed, relief from a war or something like that, then the tax would be temporary. And just to pay off the debt. And look what's happened. We don't just pay off debt with the taxes now. Now we actually borrow money from China to give to Ukraine, and we have to pay China back with interest, who's supplying, giving support, if you will, to the Russians who are fighting the Ukrainians. And I'm sure our founding fathers would be 100% on board with that, don't you? It's just amazing. we've gotten so far away from this stuff. This is how ridiculous it is. All right, back to the taxation. So now what they're talking about, or what Congress is trying to do, or President Biden, really, I should really get that straight. President Biden is really trying to do this. The taxes, like you buy stock. I'll make it easy for us, right? You buy $1,000 worth of stock. And before the end of the year, that stock doubled, tripled, whatever. Now it's worth $3,000. And you get to the end of your tax year. Now you haven't cashed it in. It's just sitting there. Okay? Just like taxing a little bit of interest on your money in the bank. Right? A little for me, a little for the government. Not the way it should be. It was never the way our founding fathers wanted it. But anyhow, it's here. They want to tax you on the full $3,000. And the problem I have with that, really, is if you lose money, you can't write that off. Right? I mean, seriously. So I get to invest money, sit on it, ignore it, and it's all good, right? And the government gets to take money from my ability to invest and make money. All of a sudden, they get to take advantage of my good fortune. Just 855 Real Joe. I mean, I'd lose my mind over this one. This is how ridiculous this is. Those people that bought Bitcoin, you know, and now they've got a bunch of money in there. This would allow the government to tax them based on what that was, you know, on what they made, even though they haven't pulled it out yet. Does that make sense to anybody? No, in all sincerity, it doesn't to me. Because I haven't realized that money yet. I'm not able to do anything with it yet until I pull it out. And even so, why does the government get to tax me on everything that I do? It was, again, never the intent, and it shouldn't be. It's too easy for them to take your money and do whatever they darn well please with them. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Now, the fight, which is Moore versus United States, says that the 16th Amendment does not allow the government to tax unrealized sums. In other words, money that you haven't taken out of an investment yet. Think of all these companies that you've invested money in. And some of them that have taken off in value. And let's say they take off in value and before the end of the year they're worth 10 times. Government wants the money, they want to tax that money you make. And then let's say in February of the next year it takes a nosedive. Well, you can't write that off. Not right now, you can't. Charles and Kathleen Moore, they're minority shareholders in an Indian farming firm. They've been disputing and pushing back on the provisions in the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act passed by Congress in 17. The IRS presented them with a $15,000 bill for their investment. The Moores argue the reparation tax is not on income and violates the 16th Amendment. It requires direct federal tax to be appropriated or apportioned among the states. Now, they lost a lawsuit in the district court. That's in Washington State in 2022. Now it's going to be heard about time. Now it's going to be heard by the Supreme Court. Thank God. It's ridiculous that we're even talking about this to begin with. It's just nuts. So I'm seeing your host. God bless. Hey, guys, thanks for being with me. Always appreciate the time you spend with me here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just having that conversation. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. God bless. Have a great and safe rest of the day.